This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Wednesday. And to everyone that's listening, thank you for doing just that, because you could be doing a lot of other things than just listening to two Texans here.
That's right.
Somebody said that to us yesterday. But that's okay. We are who we are.
Yeah.
It's too much work to try to sound different. You know what? And I'm not going to do that. We want to put more of our effort into the gospel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, everybody, we hope you're having a great Wednesday. And here's the topic for you today. What will you do with today? You know, it's unique to all of us. And we can do what we want to with it. So since it's our choice, why don't we choose to fill it with joyous moments instead of fruitless worries, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Today we hope you guys listening and girls, we'll find out why the less we allow wrong thinking and other people to affect our day, the more we're going to enjoy it.
That's right.
We want everybody to enjoy Wednesday today.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
We backed this up from Matthew 6, 31 to 34. What does that say?
It says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is just about enough for today.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
And that's just it. I can't overload my brain any more than it already is.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, I always seem to, you don't really like being around me when I do that, and it makes me very grouchy.
Right.
What do you mean, right? Too much, you know, and I have had to learn to keep my nose out of other people's business because, you know, when I do that, it's usually because I don't want to take care of my own anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten a lot better about worrying, and you have too since I've known you.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten a lot better about worrying. It doesn't change a thing. Not one thing. My mom was such a worrier. And so I know that you were a worrier because you've told me I used to be a worrier. But when I finally went deeper with the Lord and realized worrying is not going to change a thing. It's just going to make me more uptight. And mm-hmm. again, like I said, more irritable, more grouchy. And I just have to trust God.
That's
do
right.
my part. Now, yeah, when I don't do my part or I do the wrong thing or made the wrong decision, worry can creep in,
right.
But then I get into my righteousness instead of God's righteousness.
Yeah.
Because right. a lot of people messed up in the Bible, and He used them in powerful ways. And I don't want to be in condemnation. I'm not perfect.
Right.
And neither is anybody listening. And so we just want everybody to be set free from worry.
Yeah. And worrying, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not totally healed from worrying. I still worry at times. And I've always been a planner. I like to plan ahead,
mm-hmm.
you know. But now I'm really starting to get better at just enjoying what's in front of me today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times if we don't do that, then things will pass us by. You know, if you're thinking about tomorrow all the time, or the, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. And, I mean, something special may come across your path and you don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I just wanted to go a little bit further with this passage that we're talking about in Matthew 6, 31. This translation that I'm in, which is the Life Recovery Bible, which we use all the time, especially in our mentoring, says, don't worry at all about having enough food and clothing. Why be like the heathen? For they take pride in all these things and are deeply concerned about them. Now, this is what I'm wanting everybody listening to get. But your Heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them, and He will give them to you if... Okay, there it is. You give Him first place in your life and live as he wants you to live.
Mm-hmm.
And like we've said before, with all the promises in the Bible, there's always a condition. And the condition is our part.
Yeah.
And I get so frustrated because I think we're not hearing enough about that. we do have to do our part. Yes, there's faith involved, of course, but we've got to do our part. And in here it talks about if we will give God first place, put him first in everything we think, say, and do, and live as he wants us to live, we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I said though earlier, but if you do mess up, you don't have to think, well, I'm just forgotten. I'm just canceled out. I'm just going to have to sweat and suffer through this. No, that's where grace comes in. And God knows that he can still work it out. We just don't know how.
Yeah.
But there's always a lesson to learn from our mistakes. But we can't get into worry.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, worry is just, it is a definitely an instrument from hell. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Satan can try to ruin lives with worry.
And it's like we said in the intro, it's wrong thinking.
That's right.
And that can affect our day.
It is.
We let it.
You know. And so we need to stop focusing on the worry and focus on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll take away that worry. You're always going to have responsibilities. You're always going to have things that you have to take care of. That's part of our part. But we can have a calmness during the storm if we just rely on him.
Well, and remembering that he still loves us.
Oh, yeah.
No matter
how he didn't cause it.
No, and he's not obligated to fix things that we never asked him to, didn't ask him to do in the first place.
Right.
But he's still not going to leave us or forsake us. He promises that.
That's right.
And we'll learn from all the wrong choices that we made, but he's still there. He still loves us.
That's exactly right.
So.
Well, you know, one way, well, I'll be honest with you. The only way.
To stop worrying
about today and tomorrow and is to give your life to Christ. Like I said, you still have your you know, things to go on in life after you know Christ that, you know, just, you know, I mean, it can make you worry.
If we allow it.
If we allow it.
We take responsibility.
But, you know, like I said, you can have peace.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and comfort through that storm. You know, as Peter walked out to see Jesus.
I'm sorry.
That's right. As Peter walked out to see Jesus on the water. He was fine as long as he was focused on Jesus. But the second he let the waves start worrying him.
And when he took his eyes off of Jesus.
And then when he took his eyes off of Jesus is when he sank.
That's right.
That's when the worry took over.
And that's with us today. The moment we get our eyes off of him and back on us and how we think things are supposed to be and not seeking him out. Yeah, you just open yourself up for worry.
So I'm praying today, if you've never given your life to Jesus, that today you will start putting your focus on him. Let him take those worries from you. And Father, I also I pray that anyone who has given their life to Christ and walked away, or maybe you've been in church for a long time, and maybe you're just now realizing today, my gosh, I've given Jesus my mind, but I've never given him my heart.
Yes.
Today's the day. So please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And my sins are forgiven. Father, I pray for my focus to be on you. Take away my worries. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know if you made that decision. And you can let us know by emailing us.
Yeah, so please email us. Mm-hmm. You know, like Teresa said at info@livingitup.org. And, you know, let us know if you gave your life to Christ or if you just have a comment or a prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd love to have our team pray for you.
Mm-hmm. And we want you to, we're all about mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that you will recognize within yourself that you need someone to help you now in this new walk. And even if you're listening to us and you've been in faith for many, many years, we all need a mentor.
That's right.
Someone we can be totally open, honest, and transparent with for correct thinking.
That's right.
For having our minds constantly renewed. And pray for that in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've enjoyed this time, and again, we want to remind you that today is unique for you. There's no other one like it. It's all yours to either have joyous moments or fruitless worry. So choose to have joyous moments, all right? And we pray that after listening, you've discovered any wrong thinking or other people that you have allowed to affect your day, and that you're going to stop now after you've listened to us and stop that worrying.
That's right.
Okay? And until tomorrow, don't be worrying. Keep living it up.
While beginning again.